And welcome back to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour, Grandpa Bell's Grunts and Groans. But your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bell. This is my YouTube daily offering. We're usually here 15, 25 minutes, somewhere in between. Today, it'll be dedicated, this episode of the YouTube channel will be totally dedicated to one of my upcoming guests in February, Isabella Four. And you all know how bad I am on the pronunciations of last names. It's spelled THORSTEINSDOTTIR. So we abbreviate it as Isabella Four. I believe it's Isabella for Steinsdittler. She'll correct me on the Scandinavian pronunciation of. I believe she's from the Netherlands, which she'll expand upon. I've already done one prelude overview show about her where I actually gleaned most of the information and actually repeated it from her website. Got a nice email with Isabella's very matriculated schedule, kind of buttoning up our appointment for February. And she referenced me to one of the interviews she did a recent note with Joe Dimino. And I put the link to that YouTube video because I think it's very informative. And all of we folks that do podcasting are in this together, I believe, in promoting other podcast shows. That was a great interview with Joe and Isabella. I was glad that she referenced it to me. It helps me become more familiar with herself before she gets here to join me. Actually, on February 12th at time of taping. So if you're familiar with Isabella, if you're familiar with the said interview, wherever you fall on having had an opportunity, if you chose to do so, to view that interview with Joe Dimino, within that interview, some very key things came out of it that I think we can expand upon when we get Isabella here with Grandpa Bill on my show. So I would like to briefly touch upon Isabella's experience living through the pandemic, which she alluded to in that video with Joe Dimino, in different countries where she was at the time that she enunciated and talked about so eloquently in that interview is very interesting. And I think that's a good topic wherever she wants to go with that in recantering that when she gets here to join me to do so. So hopefully that will set the stage for a deeper discussion, phase two, if you will, with no aspersions on Joe in the great interview they did. They did a great job. But now it's Grandpa Bill's turn to welcome Isabella, so I want to be prepared to do so. And for her very informative email, I decided to take this route in this prelude overview that will kind of mitigate out. I'll probably do another audio radio show to coincide and correlate with this YouTube video. So I'd like to ask Isabella how she, you know, again, in that video mentioned living in the Netherlands, Germany, and Canada. I believe she still resides in St. John's, New Brunswick as we speak. She'll bring us up to snuff on that. I believe that's where she's calling in from on February 12th. And in that video, she talked about the pandemic in and of itself, how it put all of us, literally and figuratively, behind closed doors and slowing our progressions in life and professions, in business. And yeah, shows for another platform on dissecting the pandemic. But how did these things, in contrasting approaches to managing the crisis that she was going through and the crisis that we were all going through, understanding of health and individual well-being. How did that facilitate now 3-4 years more entrenched in her career then and now, if you will, expanding upon that time frame? Love to have a recant of that. I think it's very important. So I'm going to try to overview Isabella's very impressive career, surprising career shift from big physics that she alluded to in that interview with Joe Dimino to nutritional therapy, NTP, which is one of the reasons I reached out to her when I was actually still in the Podmatch arena to do so, which is how that invitation reached out in my capacity as host, inviting Isabella on my show and trying to button up some scheduling back in 2023. And through Podmatch, we had already had an appointment booked in January, I believe it was, or maybe February. I might be confusing her with another guest. We had to reschedule. Thus is the February 12th. And I am no longer in the Podmatch arena. Great arena. Alex, Alicia, great job. Going back to doing my, well, I've always done my own solo podcast. But trying to abbreviate the hectic schedule by design that I inflicted upon myself last year, welcoming 140 in-studio guests times three shows and doing daily shows for going into my sixth year. So I always try to stay fresh with fodder. And now new year, new scale, new schedule. Can't wait to get Isabella here to expand upon a very important subject that I have talked about with other ladies and in ladies' issues, including menstruation. I think it's so important to have a full understanding and old taboos, and, you know, when you couldn't talk about it and all that kind of stuff. So from physics to nutrition, I'm going to briefly, in my overview show that I'll do on the audio show, I've already put one out there. As I say, I'll put a link to that in the description of this one, probably below my head when you see this video, or above it. Where I'll introduce Isabella's surprising career shift from physics to nutritional therapy and highlight her intellectual curiosity and willingness to explore those unconventional paths. I love it. We could ask Isabella about her background in physics. It's fascinating, the subject in and of itself and her experience with it, and what drew her towards the field of nutritional therapy, again, that she expanded upon in Joe Domino's interview with herself. I believe that was taped in December 1st, short time ago. Last year, but a short time ago, in the confines of last year. And asking her, how do you see her scientific, Isabella, myself, asking her when she's here to do so. Perhaps I'll send her, as I always do, potential probing questions, and I always like to allow my guests to kind of go in the direction that they start out, and then I interject the questions, and we talk about it in the green room before we hit the magic button to go to live air. So I'm sure that will be just fine. But I do want to go over her scientific background and how she is informative in her approach to health overall, and most assuredly, her specialties. Her personal journey and inspiration. She can share a personal anecdote, experiences. That'd be a great thing to do when she gets here to do so, about her struggles with depression and how she discovered the power of nutrition to heal. The vulnerability of being human, hopefully will resonate with our human listeners, which is what we have in the audience, and make her story relatable, which it very much so is. I may ask Isabella to openly share her experiences with depression to whatever degree she does or doesn't want to do that, and how it led her to explore the link between nutrition and mental health as she knows it over those subsequent 4 years, 5 years of COVID schmobid, and where she's at today. And again, all of those interlappings and interlopings into those countries, what she had to go through to get into the country with the different laws pertinent to COVID and so forth. So I'd love to have her, you know, expand upon those anecdotes. A lot of this I'm putting together on the fly as we speak. So I'll definitely briefly mention Isabella's ability to explain NTP, complex nutritional concepts, in simple and engaging way, as she did with the analogy for children about their mothers in that interview, and which she does, I'm sure, in a lot of her work and videos and other interviews that she's been on, and probably client to patient to some degree, if she wants to expand upon those inner circles without mentioning anybody by name or whatever, for sure. You can also ask Isabella if she has a knack for making complex nutritional concepts understandable, again, to her clientele, to us, and she does. But what can we do to help clarify that? How does she approach simplifying scientific information while maintaining its accuracy and effectiveness? I'll probably conclude in my audio version of this, and certainly when I get her here to do so in studio, probably conclude this Prelude show via the airwaves to correlate with this YouTube video by mentioning Isabella's website and resources, which I will do in the description of this video, but in the show audio-wise as well, and in that description of those corresponding and correlating audio shows. Inviting my listeners to learn more about her work and her free, absolutely free, consultation, which she edifies in the video with the link that I gave with Joe Domino's interview back in December, and we'll certainly discuss that. And I'm sure she's still offering the same offer in that duration of time of whatever December 1st is now. But perchance, if she changed it or something like that, she'll bring that to our attention. I believe it's still free. She also indeed offers a free 90-minute consultation to help you get started on your own wellness journey. So we can go in all kinds of categories. I will send her a bunch of suggested probing questions. They're just bullet points. And however long or short, we're graced to have her in that initial appearance due to her comfort zone to do so. She has an open invite to come back and expand upon anything that we may not get in its entirety in the interview on the 12th. So some of the probing questions that I can think of here momentarily in my head that I'll put together pen to paper and email, and we'll see where that goes when she gets here to do so. Definitely to my aforementioned point here a moment or two ago, digging deeper, mentioning contrasting approaches in those different countries. I think that's key to getting more familiar with herself and what she had to endure to get to where she is today. What specific policies or cultural attitudes surprised you the most, surprised Isabella the most, and how did they impact her own well-being practices, if she wants to dive a little deeper into that? Sort of, I guess, connecting the dots, if you will, and asking her specifically, perhaps, how did she experience and what did she experience during the pandemic that led her to believe that certain approaches to public health could benefit from incorporating definitely nutritional therapy aspects? And if so, how, in her professional opinion, to do so? And learning from the many different cultures that she's been exposed to and in her heritage, love to hear more about that. Did any traditional health practices you encountered during the pandemic influence your own nutritional philosophy? And again, expanding upon those points that she had in the Joe Domino video, and the link to that YouTube's in the description of the show. Curiosity about the leap, what's her background in physics? And it is very impressive. And when did the interest in nutrition actually take root? And what was the specific turning point that led Isabella to pursue that? Unexpected connections? Were there any surprising skills or insights from your physics background that proved particularly relevant in your current work as a nutritional therapist? And then maybe bridging the gap, if you will, I will probably ask her, do you see a potential role for collaboration between the fields of physics and nutrition, which she's going to expand upon and is probably interjecting both of them in her practice without putting words in her mouth? That's what we'll confirm in her thoughts on, as this future profession moves out, especially in the areas like personalized health or food science, two subjects we talk a lot about in my three shows, Workouts for Geriatric